If you were looking to cast a movie with the name Badass, who would you think of first? Danny Trejo, obviously.
Oh, my God, totally.
And Badass is 3's coming out. Badass is on the bayou, and we got Danny Trejo on the phone with us. Hello, Danny.
Danny.
What's up? How you doing?
We're good.
Good to talk to you, man. I mean, how do you do it? I mean, where do you find the energy to, you got 20 projects coming out this year.
Hey, a busy man has time to do everything.
I guess so. I mean, you're, I saw the trailer for Badasses 3 with Danny Glover and James Walker. Because he'll always be on good times to me, but it looks
John,
awesome.
John Amos and Lonnie Love.
Oh, we love Lonnie. Yeah, yeah.
She's been in here.
She's awesome. I asked her to marry me. She said no.
Ah, Danny. Well, you had to try. This really does look like a good movie. And the thing I love about it, too, Badasses 3, Badasses on the Bayou, is that it looks badass, but then there are, like, little subtle, funny things in there. Like, you walking around, like, kicking people's asses wearing fatigues, but you have a fanny pack on. Like, that's hilarious to me.
I'm bringing a fanny pack.
It reminded me, if you weren't going to name it Badasses 3, Badasses on the Bayou, it would be Grumpy Old Men Are Gonna Kick Your Ass.
You know what? Really, that's what it's about. It's about two grumpy old men kicking ass. And it was like, it was just like so much fun. And you know, Danny Glover is awesome to work with. And he's like, he's just a lot of fun. And anywhere Lonnie Love, you cannot be in a bad mood around Lonnie Love. It's that simple.
Yeah, she is a lot of fun. Yeah. She came on the show before. We had a lot of fun with her.
Oh, man.
Now, Danny, I mean, you were probably one of the most recognized guys when you're out in public and people see you. And ever since the Super Bowl commercial with the Snickers commercial, I mean, are people yelling Marsha when you walk down the street? It's like, hey, Marsha!
Hey, wait a minute. I went from being Machete to Marsha, Marsha.
That's so true.
Everybody used to call me Machete, and now it's like, Marsha!
Marchete.
Marchete.
Oh, God.
Now, Danny...
Shemmy calls me up every once in a while and just goes, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Danny Trejo on the phone with us, got his movie coming out, Badasses 3, Badasses on the Bayou. It's going to be released on DVD April 7th. You can pre-order, just go to Amazon.com. And it says, like I mentioned earlier, you have 20 projects coming out this year, but you also plan to open a taco joint here in L.A.
Yeah, right on La Brea between Pico and Olympic.
Ooh, that's close to us.
In May, and we'll have your favorite tacos from gluten-free to extra grease.
Oh, so options for people.
Yeah,
that's smart.
In L.A., you got to have the gluten-free. Are you gluten-free, Danny?
What?
Are you gluten-free?
You know what? There ain't nothing free about me.
I was just going to say, Danny Trejo, if you know his past, he's given up a lot of stuff. Let the guy have gluten. Come on now.
I thought it was interesting when I looked back at your story, Danny, and it says how you're probably one of those guys, based on your story, how you got into acting and everything, about you got to be in the right place at the right time, right?
Yeah. It's funny. I felt like Betty Grable at that soda shop on Vine and Hollywood and Vine. Because I walked onto a movie set to help somebody with a drug problem. I ran into a friend of mine named Eddie Bunker. And Eddie Bunker and I were in prison together. And he was a writer. He became very famous in prison because he knew how to write writs.
Mm-hmm.
So the police hated him because he would always write writs for people, you know, and he would get people back to court. So he became really famous within the judicial system. And then when I got out in 1969, he was already out. And I didn't get into movies till 85. I walked onto the movie set of Runaway Train, and he had helped with the adaptation of Kawasaki's book. So...
Yeah, I mean, Runaway Train is one of my favorite
That's
movies.
That's Eric Roberts,
and,
right?
Young Eric Roberts.
Yeah, funny because Eddie asked me, Eddie said, Danny, are you still boxing? Because I was lightweight and welterweight champion up in San Quentin. I go, well, I still train, Eddie. He says, we need somebody to train one of the actors how to box. And I said, what's it pay? And he said, $320 a day. And I said, how bad you want this guy to be up? I wasn't making $320 a week.
Right.
You know, and he says, you know, you got to be careful. He's acting real high strung, man. He might sock you. I said, Eddie, for $320, give him a stick.
He just beat the hell out of me. Danny Trejo's on the phone with us. Danny, when you've been in a ton of movies, but is there a movie that is one of like your favorites that you thought that maybe is like, oh, I really wish I'd have had that role? Is there a movie that you can name?
You know what? I got to say, you know what? Like, I would have loved to have worked with John Wayne. He was like the epitome of a superhero, and he didn't wear tights. You know what I mean? It was like kind of like just all guy. He didn't fly. He didn't see through lead or nothing. You know, I mean, he was just a badass.
Just a cowboy.
I would have loved to work with him. Yeah, a cowboy. And then Charles Bronson, who was one of my idols. I got to work with on Death Wish 4 and Forbidden Subjects. So I became friends with Charlie, and then. But after that, it's like I worked with, you know, De Niro and Pacino and Val Kilmer. I worked with the guy that said, I'll be your Huckleberry.
You have had some career. It's incredible.
God, I love it. And Val and I are good friends. We stay really good friends, you know. So when I open my taco restaurant, we're going to have quite a grand opening right there on La Brea.
Are you going to have the, like, certain tacos named after certain actors? Is it going to be like that? Like,
yeah, absolutely. We're gonna figure out how to do it. It's like, we're, you know, right now it's getting ready. It's opening in May. So we're trying to figure out who's coming and the actors that come. Like I'm trying to get George Clooney and George Lopez, and if they come, it's like, we got tacos named after them.
And are you going to have a badass taco that you feel later?
Absolutely. I make myself.
Badass is in the bathroom.
Well, what's the name of the taco joint going to be?
Come on, Trejo's Tacos.
No, I'm just saying, I was like, if you're going to go with anything, you got to put your, is your face going to be on there too?
Yeah, it makes it real simple. We're gonna, instead of Mexican seeing Jesus Christ on a taco, we're going to have my picture.
Well, Danny, whenever you get a chance to get up early in the morning and come out and hang out with us in studio, I invite you to come anytime you like, okay?
Got it. Awesome.
And definitely.
You know what? Right before I open that joint, I'm going to come down to the studio.
Yeah, we're close by. We're in Culver City.
Come
we're
down, bring us some tacos. That'd be great.
That's awesome. We'll bring you some.
Thanks, Danny.
Danny Trejo is going to be in Badasses 3. Yeah, God bless you too, bud. Badasses on the Bayou. You can get pre-orders right now, Amazon.com, released on DVD everywhere, April 7th. All right, that's something else. I mean, Look at that. He's mentioned like his heroes, John Wayne and
Charles Bronson.
It's like, if you're going to put a list together of just the most badasses like of all time in movies, which should be next year's March Madness, badass actors of all time, then Danny Trejo would definitely have to be in the brackets.
And you know him. If you're listening and you're like, oh, Danny Trejo, no, I know that. You know him. You know his face. You're
if you're wondering, the Super Bowl commercial that came out, and it was the Snickers commercial with the Brady Bunch, and he was upset. And Marsha's just not the same when she's hungry. That's Danny Trejo. If the name doesn't ring a bell, if you saw his face, if you've seen movies where he's in it, and he always plays that character, that role of a badass. 1-800-955-5567. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. What do we got? We got Heidi's headlines coming up. And I also have a pair of tickets to see Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience at the Greek Theater, May 31st. Tickets are on sale this Friday, but you can get them right here. Melissa Max has some, too, right after the Heidi and Frank Show. And Gary Moore has some, too, on your way home. So I'll be giving out those Jason Bonham tickets sometime this hour. So stick around. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank Show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.